It's time for the Alcorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Alcorn. And this archive, which one did you choose for tonight, Tim?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bruce. Going into this game, it certainly didn't look like it was going to be anything special. But my, oh my, did it turn out to be one of the most memorable high school basketball games I ever did. We're going back to Tuesday, February 4th of 2014. So not quite 7 years ago, but a Tuesday night, Elyria Catholic at North Ridgeville, in the old West Shore Conference. This was West Shore Conference basketball. It was the second meeting of the year between the two clubs. They had played in December over at EC. EC won by 5, 51-46. So now you have the rematch. But neither team is playing well. EC going into the ball game in a five-game losing streak. They were 7-8 on the year. North Ridgeville had lost 3 in a row, 8 out of 9. They were 4-12 on the season. So it's a Tuesday night, not a lot on the line, two teams that aren't playing well, and it turns into this unbelievable high school basketball game. And, Bruce, one of the things that I've said over the years, and I stand by it, the beauty of sports is the mystery of sports. With all the other entertainment options, sports has a mystery to it. If you go to a movie, you pretty much know what the movie's about, or you listen to music, you know what that band or that singer usually does, whatever the case may be. The beauty of sports is you have no clue what's going to happen when you walk into a football stadium or a basketball gym or whatever the case may be. It's all going to unfold. Well, EC North Ridgeville turns into a 4-overtime classic over at North Ridgeville High School. And then at the end of the night, there turns out to be a blizzard as I try to get home from the ballgame. But that's a whole other story. But I remember it vividly. But so let's get into the highlights. This is a fun ball game. As I said, two teams that really weren't playing well going into the contest. But boy, each team came out on fire. We had 41 combined points in the first quarter of play. North Ridgeville would lead by 5 at the end of one, 23-18. And let's bring you some of those first quarter highlights. And for North Ridgeville, it was the long ball in the first quarter of play. And the guy that would get them going, Dennis Milgard, as he dialed up from downtown.
Montgomery, left corner to Clark, feeds it out front, 3-ball. Milgard right there. Dennis Milgard with the second three of the quarter for North Ridgeville, and they lead it 10-8.
Well, the first three of the quarter from the Rangers was from Matt Clark. Well, a little bit later on in the period, Matt Clark would hit his second 3-ball in the first quarter.
Kizzle out front to Montgomery, comes left of the lane, cut off, gave it back out front to Clark. 3 right there by Matt Clark. His second 3 of the quarter. That'll get a 30-second timeout from Elyria Catholic head coach Phil Kutta.
Yeah, the Panthers were giving up long balls, so Phil Kutta took that timeout. And, of course, his son, Jacob Kutta, was a part of this Elyria Catholic basketball team. Only a sophomore on this night. And Jacob Kutta said, well, if North Ridgeville can hit threes, I can hit one as well.
Here comes EC. Holly on the right wing against Nolan Freeman. Topside Kutta, a 3. Good! Jacob Kutta, nothing but net. That's his 29th 3-ball of the year. Ties this game at 13.
Yeah, it was a good one, and we were still early in the first quarter of play. And, boy, the guy who was knocking down threes all night long for North Ridgeville, he was a terrific player, 6'6 senior, Nolan Freeman. Freeman would have a couple of 3-balls in that first quarter. Here's the first one.
Left wing Freeman, how about a 3? Good! Nolan Freeman, the big fella, knocks down a 3-ball. And it's now a 16-15 Ranger advantage.
Yeah, Nolan Freeman, 6'6 senior. He only had 5 threes coming into this ball game, but boy, he would be hot all night long. In fact, he would hit another one from downtown in that first quarter for the Rangers.
Freeman in the corner. He hit another 3-ball. Nolan Freeman, back back-to-back threes, and it's 19-17 Rangers.
So the Rangers would close out the quarter with five three balls in that first period. For EC, the one you heard from Jacob Kukta, that would be their only three ball. Although EC's big man, Jeremy Holley, 6'6 senior center, he would have four field goals in that first quarter of play for 8 points to keep EC close. So end of one, North Ridgeville leads it 23-18. Both teams off to a hot start. So we get to the second quarter of play, and boy, Freeman wasn't done knocking in three balls. He would once again step back and hit one from beyond the arc.
King down in the right corner to Sullinger. Now they give it to Freeman. His three. He hit another one. Nolan Freeman had five threes coming into tonight. He's got three this evening.
Yeah, he was really feeling it. Nolan Freeman, he had a tremendous ball game for the Rangers on this Tuesday night. And, boy, North Ridgeville, they weren't done hitting from beyond the arc as off the bench pop 6'3 junior Nathan Colbert, and he decided to get in on the act.
Nice steal by King. Rangers up nine in the corner. Three right there, Nathan Colbert. And Bill Kukta says, I've seen enough.
Yeah, with that three ball, North Ridgeville went up 12. So they've got a 12-point lead late in the second quarter. EC would make a little bit of a run, but Chad Kizel, 5'10 senior for the Rangers, decided to add to the three-point party for North Ridgeville.
Kizel down the floor to Montgomery, back on the right side. Kizel, he'll shoot it. He'll hit it for three. Kizel with another bomb for the Rangers. Makes it 38-28. 10-point lead for North Ridgeville.
Yeah, 10-point lead for the Rangers. EC would score the final 2 points of the second quarter. So at halftime, North Ridgeville with an 8-point lead, 38-30, and they were doing it with that long ball. So we head to the third quarter of play, and the 3-point shooting barrage would not stop. As for North Ridgeville, he had already hit three in the first half. It was that 6'6 senior Nolan Freeman that would hit another one.
Right wing to Montgomery. Montgomery into the lane, cut off. Left wing Freeman, he'll shoot it. It's hit for three again! Nolan Freeman is on fire!
He certainly was. He was dialing up. And for EC, they decided, well, we got to get a couple of three balls of our own to shoot ourselves back into this thing. And their three-point specialist was indeed Jacob Kukta, and he would knock one in from a long ways out.
Here comes EC, Kukta right wing three. Good! Jacob Kukta has heated up. He's got nine here in the third. That three gets EC to within three.
Yeah, they were making their run, although North Ridgeville would close out the quarter on a big putback basket as the buzzer went off. Coming off the bench was Nathan Colbert.
10 on the clock. Clark bounced on the right sideline to McCall. Quickly to Milgaard. His shot around the rim and out. Rebound put back up. High off the glass and good! Oh, what a shot by Colbert as that ends the third quarter of play.
So we go to the fourth. North Ridgeville up by eight at 51-43. So you're thinking, well, they've got a little bit of breathing room here, but boy, Jacob Kukta said, nope, I've got a couple of three balls in me, and boy, here's a big one in the fourth quarter of play.
Out front, Kukta, three ball. Good! Kukta hit the three ball! And it's a one-point game. 1:44 to go.
Yeah, that was a huge three ball from Jacob Kukta. North Ridgeville was actually up by eight with just under 4 minutes to go. But EC would go on a 13-5 run to close out regulation. And with that Kukta three, they got to within a point. They would then get a free throw late in regulation. And we are heading to overtime. So it's 62-62, the Panthers and the Rangers in OT over at North Ridgeville High School. So we head to the extra session. And who do you think would hit a three for the North Ridgeville Rangers? He had hit a slew of them throughout the ball game. He had one more in him. Nolan Freeman would knock down a three in that first overtime to tie the basketball game.
Freeman in the left corner for North Ridgeville, out front to Clark. Clark, Lob left to the key to McCall. Back in the corner, Freeman, three. Good!
My work isn't done. And he ties the game at 66.
Nolan Freeman, that would be his final three ball of the night. You heard in an earlier highlight, he had five going into the ball game. He had six in this contest alone. So that tied the game up in the first overtime. Elyria Catholic would then regain the lead, but down the floor came North Ridgeville, and it was Matt Clark, their 5'5 senior, with a huge three ball for the Rangers.
Throws it on the sideline to Milgaard. Out front, Clark, a three.
Good! Matt Clark, his third three of the night. And the Rangers lead it 69-68.
So it was a 69-68 ball game. Actually, that three ball came in the second overtime. The end of the first overtime, we were tied up at 66. So the three ball by Clark came in the second overtime, put the Rangers up 69-68. But North Ridgeville could only garner a free throw for the remainder of that second overtime, and EC would get a bucket in the second OT. So now we're tied at 70. We're tied at 70 going to the third overtime over at North Ridgeville. Bruce, nobody would score in the third overtime. I don't know if they were just gassed. I don't know if everybody went stone cold, but it was a scoreless third overtime. You know, the kids are tired, the announcers are tired, the officials are tired, and this was a great officiating crew, by the way. Joe Hewitt, smiling Joe Hewitt. This game went four overtimes, never lost a grin on his face. Joe was always smiling. Angelo Gasparo, Tom Frazier, this was a great crew for the game over at North Ridgeville. I have to give the officials a shout-out during this one because those guys were running up and down that floor through four overtimes. So we go to the fourth overtime, tied at 70. And in that fourth overtime, EC's big man, Jeremy Holly, would have a couple of back-to-back baskets to put EC up by four at 74-70. But North Ridgeville said, we're not quite out of this. Chad Kissel would knock down a three ball to get the Rangers to within one.
Off on the right side to Sullinger. Down in the corner, Kissel a three. Good! Oh, my! Chad Kissel hits the three ball to make it 74-73. Rangers back to within one.
Yeah, the Rangers within one, but well, I'll tell you, the hero of the night for Elyria Catholic, and certainly once the game got into the overtime sessions, was their terrific 5A junior guard, D.J. Graham. D.J. Graham was clutch throughout the overtime, and here's D.J. Graham with a big drive and a score for EC.
2.5 minutes left. Cooked on the left side to Graham. Into the lane. Tough shot.
Good in the foul! Oh, D.J. Graham took it right to the rim. And a chance for a three-point play.
So D.J. Graham, even though he would miss on that free throw on the three-point play attempt, gave EC a 76-73 lead on that bucket. North Ridgeville then went cold. Again, maybe they were gassed. Maybe they just didn't have any legs left, but they failed to score on three straight possessions. In the meantime, they kept fouling D.J. Graham, and D.J. Graham would hit six consecutive free throws in the fourth overtime to pretty much seal the deal for Elyria Catholic. He went to that free throw line and just was clutch for Elyria Catholic, hit the free throws, and they were able to widen the lead out. And then as this marathon ball game came to a conclusion, here's the closing call in the fourth overtime.
Off the EC timeout, they get it into D.J. Graham, and Graham fouled with 5.4 to go. So this one, in essence, is over. Two-possession game, and Graham at the line looking to put the icing on it. First one up, no good. That's his first miss. And Gary Pelter will say I jinxed him. I ran out of room on my score sheet. Now, that I don't remember the last time it's happened. Graham, line left, dips, shoots, around the rim, and in. And it's now a three-possession game, and Graham's night is done. Noah Bland checks in for the final 5 seconds. Inbounds goes to Montgomery. Montgomery right down the lane. In the right corner, Arnold, a three. It's off, and that ends it. This marathon game has concluded as EC wins it in four overtimes. 83-76, EC with a four-overtime win tonight over North Ridgeville.
And again, Bruce, as I mentioned at the top of the archive here, that's the beauty of sports, the mystery of it. If you had told me walking into the gym, you know, these two teams combined have lost their last eight games. Both teams are below 500, and yet they put on a stirring performance over at North Ridgeville. And that's the beauty of it. You never know what you're going to see when you walk into a game. So that was a thriller. I mentioned there in that highlight, I ran out of room on my score sheet, and that is indeed the case. I'm looking at my score sheet right now. That's why I was hesitant on a couple of those highlight calls, because I'm trying to figure out where it was. There was no room left on the Elkhorn score sheet.
With all those threes, it must look like a swarm of bees all over the place, right? I would imagine it looks that way. And by the way, you said the weather was snowy after that. That's why I wanted to tell you that you had a flurry of threes during the game. I've been sitting on that pond for the last 15 minutes. But, there's a little bit of snow coming on. Sometimes you come into a game one way and you leave, and the weather is totally different from when you left it in the parking lot.
Yeah, this was literally a blizzard. I mean, I got out to my car. It's covered with snow. And, I mean, it is coming down. We've gone four overtime, so of course you're late getting out of the gym because it was one of those games that never ended. And I recall it took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get home. I mean, it was just one of those nights where you drove about 15 miles per hour going all the way back. But at least my adrenaline was able to slow down a little bit on the drive home because, you know, you do a game like that and you're just all wired up.
And you hope your wife was listening, otherwise you have some splaining to do, right? Where have you been? In this game, four overtimes. Come on, really? Here's my score sheet to prove it. I got it there, right?
That's true. Yep. That's absolutely true. Yeah. So, no, that was a blast. That was a fun game to call. And as I said, boy, what a show those kids put on. For Nolan Freeman, we mentioned those six threes. That was a career-high 25-point night. For Nolan Freeman. So, Nolan, if you're listening, that was the best you ever did, a career-high 25. And for Elyria Catholic, Cook had 27 in the game. He was terrific. And as I said, the hero in those overtime, especially that fourth overtime, was DJ Graham. So, boy, that was fun to look back on that one, a four-overtime game. I can't say it was the only four-overtime game I ever did, but it certainly is one of the most memorable ones. By the way, huge thank you to you folks at WEOL for letting me do a high school game tomorrow afternoon. I'm looking forward to that with Midview and Mayfield going at it. I'll be in the Joe Tate perch tomorrow afternoon for high school hoops. It's always a treat for those kids. I know the Cavs do a great job with those high school games down at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The Midview kids and the Mayfield kids are really going to enjoy that. It's a lot of fun.
So we had a lot of fun with this. Did you ever refer to this as a quadruple overtime, or did you just go with four overtime?
You'd have to go back and listen to the entire recording of the game. I may have. I don't remember if I did, but I remember, as I said, just feeling like this thing is never going to end, especially when you had that scoreless third overtime where neither team could score, and you're going, oh, my goodness, when will this end? As I said, you never know what you're going to encounter. And, boy, that was one, as you walked in, you go, oh, well, you know, two teams aren't playing that well. But when you walked out, you went, holy smokes, what a high school basketball game.
Elyria Catholic North Ridgeville from February 4th, 2014, a quadruple overtime 83-76 win for Elyria Catholic. Tim, we appreciate the look back on this archive. Again, it's our Alcorn Archives with Tim Alcorn, presented by EcoTree Services, your complete tree care company. Learn more online at ecotreeservices.com. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.